Welcome to the Mix It Up Pharmacy Podcast.
Hello, hello. This is pharmacist Tara Thompson, and welcome to the Mix It Up Podcast, a show where we take you behind the counter to hear from experts in the field of pharmacy. Specifically, we are talking with pharmacists who are stepping outside the box in the profession and showcasing unique roles that pharmacists have as healthcare providers. What are the areas of healthcare where pharmacists are truly in their element? And I mean truly, as you'll hear today, is patient consulting and dosing of medication. So today we will meet with a pharmacist who has a passion for working with men and women who need help balancing their hormones, coaching them on nutritional supplements, adrenal health, female sexual dysfunction, and also has an amazing product that I want to talk about, because just so cool what pharmacists are doing these days. I can't help but highlight the amazing pharmacists we have out there on this podcast. So today I want to introduce Dr. Shahrzad Green. Hi, Shahrzad.
Well, hi. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here and giving us your time. We just want to pick your brain a little bit on all the cool things that you're doing as a pharmacist. So Dr. Green is a pharmacist at Community Clinical Pharmacy, and she specializes in hormone replacement therapy consulting for patients. She has been passionate about this work for over 20 years, so has a lot of great experience and even has a really cool product out there we're going to talk about. She went to the University of Arizona College of Pharmacy and has vast experience in community, nursing home, and long-term care pharmacy and compounding. So a fellow compounder, for those of us who are listening, I know I have some compounding students that I make listen to all my podcasts. But Dr. Green, thank you so much for being here. And we are so excited to talk to you today.
I am so excited, and thank you for having this show, because I think this is such an important time in our lives, especially with the pharmacists who want to step outside the box and do something different. So I appreciate all the work that you're putting into this. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's just cool to see. I just don't feel like our providers, our other pharmacists, our students, get to just hear about all the crazy cool things that pharmacists can do in this profession. It's so much more than what is depicted on TV or in pictures. So the reason we brought you in today. So tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get into this field of pharmacy, and how did you get where you are today?
I graduated from pharmacy school back in 1990. So I've been a pharmacist for 31 years. Back then, I always start by telling my story like this. I promised myself not to let myself go stale. Therefore, I started with community pharmacy. And after a year or so, I started doing home infusion on the side. So I didn't quit my first job. I just added a part-time job on the side to learn the skills for home infusion. And once I acquired that experience, I was hired by a long-term care pharmacy. I became in charge of the IV department's preparation of the IVs, but also kind of took it up as my own responsibility on my own to monitor TPNs and vanco dosing, the pharmacokinetics, pain management for hospice. So that type of stuff. And I kind of evolved it into what I thought it should really be and what we've been trained to do in pharmacy school. At that time, after a few years, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as a coincidence, there was a pharmacist at this nursing home pharmacy that was brought on and given a corner of the pharmacy to do compounding at. His name was Lee McQuinn, and he's since gone, but he was really my mentor. So my first advice to those who are interested in doing something is to actually find yourself a mentor or a coach who is an expert in whatever area that you're interested in. So Lee saw that I was very interested in compounding, and I wanted to learn about hormones, and that was the majority of the things that he was doing. He encouraged me to take some courses and get formal training, which I did. And I came back and I said, this is what I want to do. So I opened a small pharmacy that was just compounding. Lee became my mentor. Lee became my marketing person. He would introduce me to different providers and help me with formulas, etc. And then I had my kids, and it was really, really hard to run a pharmacy. Yeah, and that's another story for another day. I ended up with adrenal fatigue. So I ended up selling that pharmacy to where I'm at Community Clinical Pharmacy. And tomorrow, actually, it's my 19th anniversary at Community Clinical Pharmacy, where I dedicated my past 20 years to only taking care of patient consultations. I don't do anything else. Essentially, it's my job to take care of patients. Patients make an appointment with me. The appointments are usually an hour long. During that time, I go over their past medical history, family history, risk factors, symptoms, their lab results, and then come up with a plan of action, which may or may not include bioidentical compounded hormones, as well as some supplements that I would find appropriate for them. So it started with hormones, and I briefly mentioned that my mom had breast cancer, and that was another force behind me because I wanted to seek answers and see what was available out there that we missed. Bioidentical hormones are good alternatives to just regular commercially available hormone therapy. So it became my mission to offer that to patients. Over time, I added adrenal fatigue dysfunction and sexual dysfunction and then supplements to what I do. But that's kind of like I try to limit it because you can only do so much, be an expert in so many different areas. Mm-hmm. And that makes you very, very busy. There's no shortage of people who need this kind of service.
Absolutely.
And then, along the way, I always look for some things that are non-hormonal for patients who cannot or don't want to use hormones. And that's how I came up with my formula that's sold without a prescription. It's available online and in certain pharmacies.
Yes, I'm so amazed by how you've just... I guess, excelled your career, starting with just hormones. And then, it's funny too, because as pharmacists, it's like you get a hormone consultation patient, but that leads to an adrenal dysfunction and then a thyroid disorder. And then, I need supplements. So it's almost like at the end of the day, you have a whole patient population that's new that deviated from HRT. So, and it's so cool to see how even after all that, and you've grown and grown and grown, that you started a little bit, tell us about you getting into female sexual dysfunction, which then spurred the product that you invented, basically. So talk to us a little bit about that and what that journey has looked like.
It's been kind of interesting because as a pharmacist, we're used to recommending products, but I never thought that I would formulate something that I would sell commercially, online. And it was available on Amazon for a while. And then I parted with Amazon. So now it's only online at fabiavage.com or select pharmacies or doctor's offices. The reason I developed that is because as women go through different stages of life, especially with perimenopause and menopause, a lot of them experience vaginal dryness, which could affect their sexual function. And I was looking for something non-hormonal that I came across this study with phenyl vaginal cream helping with dyspareunia and dryness. So I dug through that study. I came up with a formula. Being a compounder, I kind of have a few things in my bag of tricks. So I combined them and I found a manufacturer and they started making it. After I launched it, though, this is so interesting. My patients kept telling me, this is actually helping me, in the area of sexual function. And I was very pleased to hear that, but I had no proof until one day I discovered that there was another study that came out showing that phenyl vaginal cream can help improve female sexual dysfunction. So that was very interesting because that was not the plan, but that's how it worked. So it's one of those things that I would love to expand, but again, there are only so many hours in a day. And I make it available to the people who are in need of it. And I think it's a much needed product.
That is so neat. I love how you also are using your, as a pharmacist, your chemistry background, your scientist background, and coming up with, you saw there was a need in the market for these patients who are coming to you with these issues. Maybe they couldn't take hormones, or they didn't want to take hormones, or they needed something, you know, that they could use as needed. So very, very cool that you're using your pharmacist background, which is so important for us to, I guess, capitalize on all that we are taught in school. And you're actually taking it to market, and it just gives so much cool hope and avenues for other pharmacists to see if they have that same sort of like entrepreneurial spirit, I guess. So
I have to share with the audience, the funnest part I think was coming up with the name, because I had all these different names, and one day I came up with FabuVag, and of course it's like fabulous vagina. And it was the funniest thing, because I volunteer with my mom at needle wielders, which is for older women who volunteer, they knit and crochet and all that and donate it to the needy. So I had just the perfect audience to kind of test drive the name. And every one of them says, and I didn't even tell them what it was about. I just said, if you were to buy a product off the shelf, which one of these three would you buy? And everybody said FabuVag. And I'm like, okay, that's the name. Now, some people love it, some people hate it. I think scientific-minded people tend to like it more, because it's like, yeah, it describes what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, who doesn't want to have a FabuVag? So
exactly.
I almost feel like you can take this into like the med spa markets and who are doing this, the vajazzling. Have you heard of vajazzling? It's just like,
no,
they're but, like putting, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're talking about this. It's like they're putting little
beads or something. I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yes. I've seen that. I mean, I haven't seen that, but I read an article about this grandma. Like, she was like almost 100 and she went and did that, and everybody thought she was crazy. That's where I've seen it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, you know, jokingly aside, this, I mean, tell us how you can get your product, because I know there may be listeners on here who either want to carry it in their pharmacy, or maybe patients who are listening who, you know, want to test it out or get some for themselves. Do you have a website?
Yes, it's fabuvag.com.
Awesome.
So it's very simple, and it's FABUVAG.
Cool. Very, very, very cool. So going back to like a pharmacist, it's such a cool story. I love it. Going back to what pharmacists you do on a daily basis. So you're still doing consultations. You're still sort of the point of contact for a lot of these providers who may or may not know how to dose or what's going on with a particular patient case. Do they call you? How did you build up this trust? Or is it just sort of over time, over experience, people come to you asking for help?
It's something that it has to be developed over time. I remember Lee, my mentor, telling me, you cannot rush people into trusting you. You have to earn people's trust over time. And that is so true. So it takes a while. I've been very fortunate that over the past 20 some years, it's kind of like built up, and more and more providers are sending me patients, and then some of them retire. So there's always, you know, this revolving door, but there's no shortage. Again, there's no shortage of patients. And if you have passion for what you do, then it's wonderful, because every day you see a different person, the kind of similar problems, but different situation. And it's wonderful when you hear from them and they say, oh my gosh, you know, you've made such huge change in my life. That's something that when I was working in a big chain pharmacy, I didn't really hear from patients. You know, everybody's like blood pressure medicine, diabetic medicine. But when it comes to hormones, you are actually doing things that are visible to patients. And I think that's one reason patients are so grateful for it. And the providers love it because they don't have to deal with it. There's the expert, and I make it known. You know, we charge, it's out of pocket. We do not accept insurance for the consultation. And most patients have no problem. And I've never had a patient who's told me or who's expressed any kind of concern after the consult saying, oh, well, that wasn't really worth my time or money. So it is something that's very much needed. You just have to find that niche. And me, you know, it's kind of allowed me to be in a position where in this field, 20 some years is a lifetime. Not too many people have that much experience. So it has allowed me to now pass on the knowledge. And I have courses that I do in very small groups, you know, 1 to 3 live one-on-one teaching about both bioidentical hormones. The course is basically practical bioidentical therapy. So that gives you the tools to actually be out there and do what I do. And then I've added to it another course that is about adrenal dysfunction, which is a much needed area. So now I'm passing on the baton to the younger generation and to the people who are actually interested in doing something different than what's currently available in pharmacy.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that pharmacists can provide is education and opportunities for the next generation of pharmacists, because ultimately those are going to be the ones that are, like you said, taking the baton. And, you know, it's up to us in these fields of consultations or compounding or whatever it may be, to instill that importance in the next generation. So thank you so much, Shahrzad. You have been such a light. And are these courses, are they just for pharmacists? Are they, can a provider join? Can a patient listen in? Who are they for, and how do we find them to sign up?
They are geared towards both providers and pharmacists. They're not really geared for patients per se. There are certain things that do get technical. If somebody wants to take the course, they can. There is more information on the courses, again, on fabivage.com, or they can just simply email me or find me on LinkedIn and ask me. I'd be happy to explain more about it.
Very cool. Well, thank you so, so much for being here today. I wish we could talk longer. I'm sure that we could keep going for an hour if we wanted to, but you've been so helpful. And this is just another way that pharmacists are, like Shahrzad, are stepping outside the box and doing new things. And not only stepping out, but bringing other people with her. She's like, she's ready to teach you. She wants to show you how she does this. So tell us how we find you, Shahrzad, and how maybe a student or another pharmacist that's listening can get in touch with you. You said LinkedIn. Is there any website or specific email mm-hmm. or anything they need to send?
Well, you can find me on social media, including LinkedIn. My handle is at Dr. or DRS Green RX. So DRS Green RX, or email me. And that's drsgreenrx@outlook.com. Or you can find me, I guess, I don't know, at the site for community clinical pharmacy. But, you know, however you find me, I promise you, I will try to help you. I think it's so important to help other individuals who are interested. So do not go stale in your career.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And for the listeners out there, you can also contact us and we will get you in touch with Shahrzad. So I have her info as well. Well, thank you so much, Shahrzad. And we are so encouraged by your heart and dedication to your patients and your community. And we appreciate you sharing your transparency, being transparent in your experience with us today. So thank you very much for being on.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Innovation Compounding Pharmacy. If you're a healthcare provider, visit the Innovation Institute of Online Education and Training to access free on-demand webinars at www.innovationcompounding.com/institute. If you have questions for a pharmacist, call 1-800-547-1399 to discuss today's topic. Also, subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode, and help others find us by giving us your rating on iTunes. As always, thank you for listening to the Mix It Up Pharmacy Podcast.